Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Job chapter 14 and verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait till my renewal should come. The philosopher Bertrand Russell was a staunch atheist, and he wrote this about life. The life of man, he says, is a long march through the night, surrounded by invisible foes, tortured by weariness and pain toward a goal that few can hope to reach and where none can tarry long. One by one, as they march, our comrades vanish from our sight, seized by the silent orders of omnipotent death. Brief and powerless is man's life. On him and all his race the slow, sure doom falls, pitiless and dark, blind to good and evil, reckless of destruction. Omnipotent matter rolls on its relentless way. For man, condemned to lose his dearest, tomorrow himself to pass through the gates of darkness. These thoughts from Bertrand Russell show correctly the materialist position that if all there is material matter, if there is no God, no hope for a future life after this one, if after this life it is truly just the end, then all is meaningless, as it says in Ecclesiastes in the Bible. And echo it, we could look at the words of Job, who went through such hardship in life. And he says in Job chapter 14, verse 13, "Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol." Sheol is the place of the death, the place of the dead, rather. That's where you go when you die, down into the place of the dead. But he goes on in that same verse, "Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past." You see, Job sees what Bertrand Russell and anyone who misses out on the truth of God, their eyes are blinded, they turn away from the truth of God. If you do that, you miss out on something. Yes, there is a certainty of death, but there's something through that and beyond that. You see, what Job sees is this in Job chapter 14, verse 14. "If a man dies, shall he live again?" he asks. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, "You would number my steps if you had hid me in Sheol until your wrath had passed. You would not keep watch over my sin." And in verse 17, "My transgression would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover my iniquity." And this is what God did, because Jesus went down to Sheol. Jesus died for us, that all that trust in him will live. In 1 Corinthians 15, St. Paul, starting in verse 51, talks about this. He says, "I tell you a mystery. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye." You see, once Jesus returns in power, all will be raised to life. It is not that after death we believe there's somewhere we go where our spirit will rest forever in happiness and bliss, but rather the belief is that in the future, after going to be with God, we will be raised to new resurrection life with a new body, recognizably us, but different in that we will live forever. A perfected version of us, just as Jesus came back from the dead to live forever, so shall all who trust in him. This is the truth of the future. It is not a long march through the night ending in doom, as Bertrand Russell saw it. It is a long walk through this life, which includes the valley of the shadow of death, as referred to in Psalm 23, but ends up in Psalm 23, verse 26, that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com, and thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.